1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, growing together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Monday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ. Pat McGee with you, Lauren Adams right across the way. And
morning.
You brought a friend with you today, Lauren. Yes, who'd you bring
did.
Along?
Well, Mr. Albert Melgoza, he's from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what a co-op is, how it works, what it does. I really don't know. And, you know, I think most of our listeners know, all five of you, that I'm pretty new to agriculture altogether. And so, you know, but I've lived in the area for several years, and I've driven by the co-op.
Mm-hmm.
I see all the propane tanks out there in the back.
Well, they're anhydrous tanks.
Anhydrous, fair.
Okay.
And not to be confused, if you will, like Alfred and I were saying off mic just before we came on, not to be confused with the Arkansas Valley Co-op.
Sure.
This is the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op.
Okay.
It's the same premise. A co-op is just basically a bunch of people working together toward the same goals.
Yeah, it's a farmer-owned business. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
How does it get started?
Well, it was established in 1933 in Rocky Ford on 10th Street, and they called it the Rocky Ford Onion Growers Co-op because they shipped onions from there.
For onions, okay.
And in the mid-60s, they moved to 2nd Street in Rocky Ford, and
that's where you're at now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they took onions out of the name and just turned into Rocky Ford Growers Co-op.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you and I were talking before the show, that you said you have a photograph there at your office on 2nd Street of them moving onions up 10th Street with the old lights that used to be there for many years
ago. Yeah, in the 1940s.
Yeah. Well, I'll certainly want to come by and see that picture.
Sure.
But so now it started out as an onion growers co-op, and then it kind of evolved. How did it evolve into what it is now?
Not sure how it evolved, but in the mid-1960s, when they moved to 2nd Street, they started selling agriculture chemicals,
fertilizers,
liquid fertilizers, anhydrous ammonia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
and that's what that's what's in those tanks that look like propane tanks.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
what are you using anhydrous ammonia for?
That's liquid nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's put in the ground for, say, grass crops, corn, milo.
Oh, okay.
So fertilizer.
It's
there and it's readily available.
It's readily available. Yeah, it attaches to the soil, so it's readily available.
Available to the plants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you kind of skip that test, that step of, putting that nitrogen in the ground with, through photosynthesis and then having biological activity take it up. And this is just, you put it on, the nitrogen is right there, and it's available for the plants.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
That makes sense. Now, not getting too geeky here, to stick with the theme of
Get geeky. We encourage that.
Well, my son does call me a dirt nerd now that I'm in
dirt
my
nerd.
New
baby. Yeah. Okay.
So
you go.
We're the dirt nerds over at Arkansas Valley Seeds. So, now, who's in the association or the co-op? How do you get into it? Do you become a member? Is there like dues or how does that look?
You become a member if you're an agricultural producer.
Okay.
Anybody.
All
as
right.
long as you have land. And
I got a pretty
crops.
Big garden. Does that count?
Nope. Don't count.
It does not count.
Don't count. No. What you do is you come into the office, get a membership application.
All right.
I present it before the board, five board of directors.
Okay.
They okay it, and you pay $5 lifetime.
$5 for your whole life.
Wow.
Pretty steep.
And you're a member.
Okay. So now, my assumption is that there's a board of five people. These are like senior members, or do they get elected from the collective to be board members? How does that
work? Yeah, we have an annual meeting every year,
mm-hmm.
and some of the guys are up for re-election.
All right.
And the ones that don't want to run again, we got to go out and find somebody that'll, take their place.
Somebody will take the short straw.
So the members at this annual meeting, they will elect this person.
Okay. They elect that
to
person.
To serve on the board for 3 years.
All right. Now then, your board meets how often?
Once a month.
Every month. Okay. Once a month. And so there's things are moving that quick.
Yep.
And you need to make decisions on. So the board then decides on like what products to purchase and who from and that type of thing? Or is that something that you take care of?
That's something I take care of pretty much when I go before the board every month. I present the financial statements.
Okay.
And they can see, you know, did we lose? Did we make a profit? You know, what do we got to do to build sales? You know, that's about it.
Now, is this to give people within the co-op a better buying power as far as buying certain materials in bulk and then passing that savings on to the members? Is that kind of the purpose of it?
That's the purpose of it.
Okay.
We don't have a big margin, but if there's a profit at the end of the year, there's dividends that get paid back to the members.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you have to be a member to get paid back on dividends.
I know that $5 investment can be a little rough.
Yep. And it all depends how much you buy throughout the year.
Sure.
The more you buy, the more you get back.
Oh, I see. So there's like a percentage of what you buy.
Percentage.
And it gets turned
Correct.
Around as to what percentage of any dividends you'd be able to
yes.
pay
out. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, what sort of products? Is it just about products and that sort of thing, or are there other assets available to be a member of the co-op?
We do soil sampling.
Oh, you do? Okay.
For gardens.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. The customer will either bring their soil sample in, or we can go out and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll send it to Servitech Laboratories in Dodge City, Kansas.
Right.
They analyze it, send it back to me,
mm-hmm.
and then I get with the customer, and it'll tell us
sure.
how much phosphorus, nitrogen, potash, mm-hmm. microbes.
There's the micronutrients, too. And
that this soil needs to grow a certain crop.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, because you know, that's something I always encourage people to do, is to get a sample of their soil.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people are just now getting used to the idea that you can correct a lot of your soil conditions by using different plant products that
mm-hmm.
we can
mm-hmm.
sell them seeds for at Arkansas Valley
yeah.
Seeds. And we try to work with those customers to know what is going on with their land. Now, we can go out and make a site visit and take a look. And, of course, Tony is so much better at it than I am. Of course, he went to school for agronomy
mm-hmm.
and he's worked in this field forever. But I can go out and I can take a look, and a lot of times I can take snapshots, send it back to Tony and say, hey, what is this?
Yeah.
And I'm amazed to see that a lot of times we can tell what's going on with the soil based on the type of weeds that are growing out there.
Yeah.
And as
yeah.
Dylan pointed out last week, a weed is just an unwanted plant.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, if there's, different types of weeds out there, we can say this is wrong with the soil. But if we get that soil sample, then we can really get down to the nuts and bolts
mm-hmm.
of what it's going to take to reach whatever goal that customer wants to reach,
mm-hmm.
and we can help them
yeah.
with that. And I'm sure that's something similar
yeah,
to what you're doing.
Yeah, we sell various mm-hmm. chemicals, for certain crops.
Sure.
You know, some of these chemicals are just made for, say, corn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alfalfa,
Just the way it's formulated on
just
the NPK.
Just the way it's formulated, and we carry anything these farmers need. So,
yeah. So you kind of get a consensus of what the farmers are growing in the upcoming year, and you know what you need to get as far as those.
Yeah, they'll come in and they'll sit down with me and they'll say, I have this weed growing in there.
Mm-hmm.
What can we put on there?
Right.
Uh-huh. So I'll pull a label and say, this is what we need to put down.
Right.
It should take care of the problem.
Right. So, and you're focused more on like the pelletized fertilizers that you would use a spreader and spread out.
We have.
And then you have some of the liquid stuff there.
We have liquid. We have two big wheel spreader trucks, dry fertilizer
spreader
trucks.
Yeah, I've seen them driving
around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we spread maybe on a good year 10,000 acres for these farmers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have liquid fertilizer, but
mm-hmm.
we don't apply it.
Yeah.
The farmer has their own applicator, so we put the liquid fertilizer and nurse tanks, take it to the farmer, and he fills his tank up, and then
mm-hmm. and then he does the application
yeah.
for
yeah,
that particular product. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Albert Magolsa with us from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op. Lauren Adams as well. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 to KBLJ. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
This is Clayton with Cash and Carry Auctions inviting you to a new experience. We are an online-only auction company located on the corner of Highway 50 and 6th Street in Fowler. Please check out our current farm consignment auctions going on now. Bidding closes Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Check out our auction catalog and bid at cashcarryauction.com. We are the only auction company in the Valley that allows you to bid from the comfort of your home or even in your underwear.
If you're considering a different career path, then you'll want to take advantage of this new employment opportunity. Fort Lyon will soon host a workforce development program funded in part by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's called the Small Business Incubator, and it's open to anyone. If you'd like to pursue a new career, call the Bent County Development Foundation at 719-456-0452 and ask about the Southeast Colorado Small Business Incubator. That's 719-456-0452. A new start is just around the corner.
Words are important. It's important to know words. Yeah, we do that every morning on TTO with the word of the day. When you hear the bell, be prepared for a little lesson. As we run the gamut of gargantuan garrulity, weekdays on TTO on AM 1400. KBLJ.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
And we are back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ. Lauren Adams with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Thank
and
you.
Albert from the Rocky Ford Growers
Thank
Co-op.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Albert, we're sure glad to have you here. I want to plug real quick to our listeners out there. If you would, please, go visit our website at avseeds.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're right at the top of the homepage. Click on that Growing Together icon. You'll be able to listen to past shows.
Mm-hmm.
Those are on there as a podcast. There's a little album cover in there, and Albert will be on there after today, too.
Oh, that's right.
So
yep, we'll have it up
and
there.
Listen to this later. And the important thing is we don't have any way of knowing how many people are listening.
Let us know. That's
yeah,
right.
Let us know.
If you have a question,
yeah. call into the show and talk to Albert right now.
And we had turf questions last week, of course, 384-2345, if you'd like to call in here and chime in on Growing It Together. You can also message us on Facebook, KBLJ Radio.
We'll take
those messages and take your comments on our show.
Mm-hmm. Great. Right. Thanks. So, Albert, we were talking a little bit during the break that there is a little bit of a difference between the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op and the Arkansas Valley Co-op, and that they're similar, but they're different. They're kind of separate. Can you
Yeah, we're basically that? Just sell agriculture chemicals, ag fertilizers, and, of course, we apply the dry fertilizers.
Mm-hmm.
The Hanna Co-op, they have their own spreader trucks, but they sell propane, gasoline, diesel, and they have a gas pump in front of their office. So
they got the tire shop.
They
and
got
everything
the tire
there
shop
as well.
There also,
right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were an ag producer, could I be a part of both of those organizations, or do I have to choose?
I think you could be part of both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As
so
long
I could
as
be
you
like out in Hasty and say, you know what, I like you, Albert. I want to do business with you. And
yeah.
So I can skip over. It's not like territorial boundaries or anything.
I think they'd like it if you patronize both places, you know, instead of.
Yeah,
just,
you bet. Now, I do know at the shop out there, say, if you went out there and wanted some tires, they'd sell you tires. They'd pull your car in the shop there
you
and
don't
do
have
it
to be
it.
A member to buy.
No, I don't think for anything like that.
You don't
like
have
that.
To be
no,
a member. No, I welcome all of the public to come in and buy chemicals from us.
Right.
fertilizer. They don't have to be a member.
No, I have bought weed control stuff from you in the past. Yeah, yeah, I know that you mentioned it.
And I'd like to brag on our lawn fertilizer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think it's the best lawn fertilizer in the valley.
Now, we were talking turf last week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we blend it there at the plant,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and it has phosphorus, potash, nitrogen, iron.
Yeah.
If you want to mow your lawn every 4 days, I recommend
putting
this on.
Well, okay. You know, now that you mention it, my neighbor is Wes, mm-hmm. and he has got probably the nicest lawn in Rocky Ford, and I think I can say that without any comparison.
Okay.
And
okay.
My lawn is not nice.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
I think I know who Wes is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
well,
you go.
Well, Wes, okay. I ask Wes, I say, well, what's your secret? And he says, well, what I do is I go to the co-op and I tell him I want some of that special lawn fertilizer.
He goes and talks to Albert. And, that's
yeah,
what he does.
So
yeah.
Now I'm connected the dots. That's where his,
yep,
his
that's
secret
where he
juice.
Comes. Mm-hmm. That's where he comes.
And there you go.
Yeah, I don't want to mow my lawn every 4 days, but boy, I sure wouldn't mind it looking as good as his.
There you go.
Yeah, he's got a good looking lawn.
You got to take care of it. You know, Albert, Lauren mentioned he's got a large garden. Okay, mm-hmm. he's got a large garden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about supplies, chemicals, and things for the, you know, hobby gardeners,
you
if
go.
You will, you know, the yeah. serious hobby gardeners that do have a pretty fair plot, say, in their mm-hmm. backyard. I mean, you'll deal with those folks, too, without them necessarily having to be a member, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can come in and, you know, this
you mentioned soil samples.
Soil samples and this lawn fertilizer that we have. I call it an all-purpose also for gardens.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
You know, it's mm-hmm. it's got 20% nitrogen, 20% phosphate, 10% potash,
okay.
and some iron.
Mm-hmm.
That's
when
a good garden mix also for trees. You know, it's
okay.
So it's one of a kind. I mean, not. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else in.
Has quite that blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
quite a little.
It's a special blend that was made up a long time ago before I was even there.
Okay, and that was developed, like you said, specifically for Southeast Colorado,
yeah,
for our area.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for a 50-pound bag, it's only $20.50. If you go to the big box stores, mm-hmm. you pay $40-$50
mm-hmm.
for a 40-pound bag. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know, it's really reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really cool. So, yeah, and it's time to start thinking about that, isn't it? Getting that fertilizer
getting there,
get ready for
spring. I recommend in the spring and in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, it straightens the roots, you know, get strong.
Right, we're a little late right now, a little late.
Yeah,
right
a little
now,
late,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I put mine down about a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
and that's what we recommend for seeding, too, is either hit it in the fall or in the spring. Now, you could do some seeding over the winter. But what you're risking there, I guess, is that if you put the seed out this time of year and we get a real warm spell, the seeds germinate mm-hmm. and they start to come up. And then when it gets cold again, they'll probably mm-hmm. just die off.
So I like doing it in the fall.
Yeah, get them established.
Yeah, established. Yeah. There's less weed resistance.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but there's something to be said about, I've heard a lot of people saying the best crops that they've gotten as far as pasture grasses is to plant it on top of the snow and mm-hmm. let that melt in, and then somehow you get that soil to seed contact. It gets a lot better.
And we do that with fertilizer, too.
Yeah.
If there's,
really?
You know,
mm-hmm.
snow,
yeah.
we broadcast it on top,
yeah.
melts into the ground. It's
right.
there.
It just follows the moisture of the snow right
it's
into the ground.
And, yeah,
yep,
takes
it's,
it with
it's available.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. Like I said, you know, I'm just learning, and I'm hearing a lot of different things from different people,
mm-hmm.
but that's something that I've heard quite a few times.
Yep,
yeah,
it works good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's awesome.
You work with, I mean, all kinds of producers, of right. course, that produce everything probably from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is there, maybe a dumb question, but, you know, most prevalent crop in our area right here, or is it pretty well balanced as to what everybody grows?
That's a good question. It's pretty well balanced.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I work with the row crop growers, and I work with the melon growers,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Hiracotta Farms.
Right, right.
You know, and what I've seen in the last two decades is this drip irrigation that came into the area,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
where you make your beds, and then you put drip tape about 8 inches underneath the beds.
Right.
And
plastic
then
mulch.
You put the plastic mulch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That saves a lot of labor, you know, as far as weed control.
Right.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing more pivots going up in the area.
There's been a lot more pivots, you know, here in this area.
Dad and I used to farm back in the 70s and 80s. It was a dirt ditch.
Oh, yeah. You were tubing. Yeah. You were tubing or?
Well,
or
we were using cuts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cutting a dirt ditch.
What does that mean, using cuts?
Well, just a notch out of the side of the ditch.
You got the ditch running along the edge of the field. You just got a notch enough till the water flows over and down then, another.
Down, and then you got another little drop ditch where you just, and then you start getting weeds and clods to even out the water in each row. That's how Dad and I did it.
Okay. Ah, there you go. So you weren't advanced enough to be a tuber or
And then the concrete ditch came along.
And that's where you see the people using the tubes.
That's where you got the tubes. That's right.
And I thought, man, this is it. It can't go any further.
Yeah.
But look at now.
Yeah, look at now. I mean, these things, I mean, and they do have those. I mean, they're computer controlled, GPS, the whole bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, how much, and it controls exactly how much water is going onto that particular crop.
And you're not losing any out the end. I mean, that drip, it's. Comes from underneath
right
to the roots, and that's where it stays. There's no water runoff
on the drip. And now if you go around, you can see a lot of the fields plowed up, the big piles of that old tubing from that that'll be cleaned up, and they'll put it back in there for the next crop.
I got what might be a silly question now when it comes to that drip irrigation and so forth. Do you use water-soluble fertilizer and somehow inject that into that watering system to get that nutrients to the plant?
They'll inject it through the pump into the well.
Okay.
But it can only be nitrogen. It can't be phosphate because it'll plug up the tubing.
Right.
Just because it's going to precipitate out and clog holes.
It'll crystallize in there. It'll salt out. And it'll plug the little holes in that drip line.
It'll just clog it.
Nitrogen won't, so they'll inject nitrogen in there.
Oh, okay. So the other nutrients need to be there.
Like Huracotta Farms, before they put the mulch over the beds, they'll put dry fertilizer, they'll broadcast it, and then they'll spray on the liquid on the beds.
Okay, right on the little mound where they're going to put the...
They'll spray it on, and then they'll put the mulch, and then they'll plant, and that's all they do.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting because, you know, you drive by and you see those shiny black strips out there. And my initial thought was, that can't be very environmentally safe or whatever. But now I understand that that plastic, while it's maybe not biodegradable, but it's very easily recyclable. So they've taken that steps to take that out. But the big thing is water conservation, which is so important to all of us, especially as, you know, the weather patterns change or for whatever reason you might believe in that. But it's the fact is we don't have the sky water we used to.
Right. Exactly. And control of the water, as we mentioned, you know, when Albert said back in the day back, with the dirt ditch and the cut, there was no control of the water. You made the cut and what came out. Came out.
Yeah,
that was it.
And you had water coming out the other end.
Right, and it was flowing off the other end going away.
What did you do with the water at the other end?
It would flow back into the creek, back into the river, Arkansas River.
Back into whatever receiving water.
Exactly,
And it would head towards Kansas.
And it was lost, basically lost.
Yeah. Right, down the river to the people who think they really own it.
There used to be times we'd have to sleep at night when it was really droughty. We'd have to sleep out there with irrigation water. I mean, once it hit the end, move it.
You
didn't know how long you'd have the water.
You really had to manage it a lot closer.
You had
too.
To. Yeah.
Okay, that makes good sense. And now with these technologies and these materials that we have now, we can utilize quite a bit less water and still get a good, healthy crop.
Right.
Albert Malagosa in with us from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op, joining Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds, and yours truly on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Stick around, more talk coming up right here.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Martin's General Store now has two locations to serve you, with a new store at 304 North Main in Rocky Ford, right on the corner of Highway 50. They carry all the great merchandise you expect from Martin's, like appliances, antiques, collectibles, new mattresses, and much more. Martin's General Store, now with two locations to save you even more. 304 North Main Street in Rocky Ford and on East Highway 50 in La Junta. Martin's General Store.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday ag weather impacts. Well, mostly clear skies and light westerly downslope breezes will bring another couple days with temperatures in the 60s, which is about 15 to 20 degrees above normal for early December across southeast Colorado. A cold front Thursday, though, will bring a halt to the warm temperatures, but any precipitation associated with the front into Friday should be light at less than a tenth of an inch. Another front will bring a chance for precipitation around next Tuesday, but again, it looks like amounts will be very light. So, no relief from the extreme drought conditions. For the past 3 months, precipitation has been only 50 to 75% of normal in the La Junta area and 25 to 50% of normal to the east in Lamar. The mild, dry conditions will favor livestock, as open grazing should be able to proceed, and cold stress will continue low, so the need for extra feed will be low as well. But there does not appear to be anything weather-wise to hinder farm-to-market transport or farm deliveries. Looking further out in time, we don't see any extreme cold outbreaks on the horizon, possibly into early January. Soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth are averaging between 35 and 40. Look for soils to become slightly cooler later this week into the middle of next week. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Clayton with Cash and Carry Auctions, inviting you to a new experience. We are an online-only auction company located on the corner of Highway 50 and 6th Street in Fowler. Please check out our current farm consignment auctions going on now. Bidding closes Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Check out our auction catalog and bid at cashcarryauction.com. We are the only auction company in the valley that allows you to bid from the comfort of your home or even in your underwear.
Oh, my. Welcome back, everybody. We are here, and it is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Sometimes the most fun stuff happens off mic.
Yeah, that's
right. There you go. Albert Melgosa in with us from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds.
All right. Well, since we brought that up and we were just talking about it, let's plug next week's guest.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be... Mike Hiracotta from Hiracotta Farms. He's also involved in the Rocky Ford Growers Association.
Right. Not so, to be confused
right,
with the Growers Co-op.
Sure right. You know, right. There, mm-hmm. there is a delineation there. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had a little bit of a mix-up. Mike thought he was on today, and you know, bless his heart, he came in.
We'll get him next
and
week.
I don't know bet. If that was my miscommunication or what. I sure hope I didn't bring him here for nothing. But so he's excited to be on next week. We're going to talk a little bit about food safety and some of the other aspects of Rocky Ford Growers Association and what they have to do and, you know, and what their impact is.
And I mean, it was formed because of food safety. We'll leave that on the table right there.
Yeah.
Folks that have been around for a while know the story.
Yeah.
And,
maybe
we'll get a little bit of that next week, but still.
So, that's up to Mike where that conversation leads, and we'll learn about them, what they do, and, you know, what we can do to help encourage them to continue doing the good work they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So back with Albert. Now, we talked a little bit about some of the different aspects of the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op and how that's different from the other co-ops in the area, different products that you carry. Now, I understand that people could come and talk to you about just about anything concerning ag, right?
Yeah, about anything about their garden. They may have an acre or two out there. They can come in and talk to me. I can help them out if I can. About anybody can come in.
I mean, so it's not just production growers, I know I'll certainly be bending your ears going forward.
That's fine.
With my gardening
yeah.
and stuff. Now, I spoke with, and please forgive me, I don't remember the lady I spoke to in your office.
What Nancy? Yep.
Now, we talked a little bit about hydroponics, and we're both kind of interested in that, and you know, and I don't make any secret about it. I love hydroponics. I love the idea of it, and I think it's a very underutilized technology that we could really, we should expand on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked a little bit about some of the different water-soluble fertilizers that might be available through the co-op that you could utilize in a hydroponic application.
Mm-hmm. Is that? Yep, pretty much. We're commercial fertilizers. We're not organic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But all of our fertilizers are, dry fertilizers are mm-hmm. water-soluble. So you could make your own little mix if you want. You know,
sure.
Put in your flower pot or whatnot. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pop that through a hydroponic system, and my intention is for the spring to do a large garden in my front driveway.
There you go.
To make my neighbors happy
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And but I want to do a hydroponic garden application out there, and I'll be talking to you
sure.
about what would be the right solution and the right products to utilize mm-hmm. in there. Because you know, I had a very interesting conversation a while back in learning that everything is a chemical. And mm-hmm. it all comes down to its chemical components, and it's about how that chemical is produced
mm-hmm.
that maybe sets it apart or makes it green or not, how much greenhouse gas is produced for making the individual chemical fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's a lot of debate about what's green and what's not, and what's good and what's not. So,
mm-hmm.
I really do believe in the concept of hydroponics for produce and vegetable production. I think that it's something that we could all talk about a little bit more.
Well, you're going to have to teach me about that, Lauren. Because
yeah. Well, it's boy, I tell you, the second largest search engine on the planet is YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
boy, there's a tremendous amount of information out there to be had if you're interested in that. To learn from people who have really made some mistakes and mm-hmm. some people who have really done a lot of things. And not only that, but I've learned a lot about my job and about agronomy from going to YouTube for that. It's a tremendous source of information. But nothing beats walking in the door and sitting down and talking mm-hmm. with Albert mm-hmm. about what he does there at the co-op and
sure. yeah.
what products he has and what he might recommend. And to segue into come and talk to Tony and myself there at Arkansas Valley Seeds, for the same thing, you know, come to the horse's mouth, talk to the people who work with this every
sure.
day, mm-hmm. and learn about what you need to know to get yep. where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you deal with greenhouses much? I mean, and I'm not talking about hemp or marijuana industry, but mm-hmm. I know there's folks around here for specialty crops, for starters, things like that. You see a lot more greenhouses going up for different reasons,
right? Mm-hmm. Right.
And large ones.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
yeah. And
yeah.
I'm not talking up in Crowley County. I'm talking, just
they're all
right
over.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I work with Holler Seeds, Rocky Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other greenhouses, what's going in there.
Right.
They come in. They
really okay.
They get their mm-hmm. fertilizer from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so.
And they even if you're just starting seedlings, you need to have some good slow release fertilizer in those
to get it
seed
started.
Mix before you plant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot to be known about it. There's and it can get very confusing
mm-hmm.
When you talk about fertilizing, try to get the best results, even if it is just a vegetable garden that you have in the backyard or a lawn,
mm-hmm.
Or a large field full of cover crop or a cash crop.
Yeah.
Sure. There's a lot of information to be had there, and there's a lot of information out there, and so that's where coming to talk to Albert is a good idea, because now you've got decades of knowledge and experience
mm-hmm.
To what's going on right here in this area, this climate.
Right.
So it's important to have those conversations with the people who know what they're talking
yeah.
about.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I have people come from New Mexico for mm-hmm. fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot from Pueblo. Up north in the dry land, so we cover a pretty big area. With our spreader trucks, it's a 25-mile radius because the big old tires.
Oh, that's right.
$3,000 a piece. You don't really want them on the pavement.
No, they're not.
You don't
good
want
on
them
pavement,
on the pavement,
not at all.
So we kind of keep our area limited to 25-mile radius.
As far as that.
That
goes, right?
Yeah.
All right. Albert Melgosa with us from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op. We'll be right back. Some final words for this Tuesday on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
This is Clayton with Cash and Carry Auctions, inviting you to a new experience. We are an online-only auction company located on the corner of Highway 50 and 6th Street in Fowler. Please check out our current farm consignment auctions going on now. Bidding closes Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Check out our auction catalog and bid at cashcarryauction.com. We are the only auction company in the Valley that allows you to bid from the comfort of your home or even in your underwear.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress. A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Wrapping it up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Albert Melgosa from the Rocky Ford Growers Co-op with us. Exactly, once again, where are you located at? Because I think a lot of folks now might want to come see you because they're not aware of what you actually did and how you can really help homeowners and, if you will, you know, home gardeners as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're located at 100 South 2nd Street in Rocky Ford. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 254-3386. We're there from our winter hours right now are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Summer hours are from 7 to 5, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, and we're open a half day on Saturdays.
So. During the summer, during the season.
Yeah, right. During the season. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come in, ask me about what they need in their garden. You know, I'll be happy to help them.
All right, very good. And go see Lauren for the seeds that you're going to use for your...
Another thing I wanted to say, we carry a product named Tempo. Mm-hmm. It's used inside, outside. If you don't like spiders, you
can pest control.
Pest control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good product.
It's called Tempo.
It's called Tempo. We sell a lot of that.
Okay. Right. What kind of pest does it take care of? You mentioned spiders, ants, things like that.
Anything that crawls or flies.
Oh, why? Okay, very good.
And it has no odor, so you can use it inside.
Okay.
And we sell gloves, goggles, pliers, you know, just stuff like that.
Have a little bit of hardware.
A little bit of hardware,
All right. Check them out. Rocky Ford.
Spray equipment, maybe?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Rocky Ford Growers Co-op in Rocky Ford. Thanks, Albert.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you, Lauren.
Me.
You bet. Look forward to next week. And, of course, Michael Haricotta with us from the Rocky Ford Growers Association.
Really
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That'll be on next Tuesday, right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Quickly, folks, don't forget our Christmas Cash Sounder is coming up sometime today, here before too long. If you're the third caller when you hear it from 384-5456, let me give you the right number, 384-5456, $50 in Christmas cash will be yours courtesy of Martin's General Store today. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next week. Lauren Adams will be back. Michael Haricotta in with us, too, as we continue to grow together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Here on News Talk, AM 1400 at KBLJ. Have a great Tuesday, folks. The Arkansas Valley Valley's News at Noon is coming up next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 14.